Virginia, how are you doing today?
Good, John. How are you?
I'm doing real good. I had a problem the other day, and it was fun solving it because it was very interesting, to tell you the truth. A woman came in, a very nice lady. I love her to death. And she's got three daughters, and then she had one big 3-carat old mine cut ring. Oh. Now, it was the stone was remounted, so it was a rather new mount. But the stone was, 3-carat. And her girlfriend said, well, why don't you just cut it up and make 3 rings for the girls?
Yikes! No.
You'll
never cut up a big diamond unless
you really lose value.
Yeah,
no.
Unless you have to do something to facilitate a repair on it.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Well, it had specifics on it. It was an old mine cut. It was just over 3 carats, and it was a K color. So it had it,
not
you know,
unusual,
and that's a lot easier to find.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So I just says, look, why don't I just source those out? Get you two more stones.
Oh, cool. So all three of them will be mounted the same way.
Right. Well, what I did is I looked up the mounting on it because it was a rather new mount, and I go, well, I just looked the company up. Says, okay, we can ask the company for two more mounts, and I can set the diamonds we get, and you won't be able to tell the difference.
Oh, how fun!
And she was thrilled to death, and and she goes, the kids can't tell the difference. Well, neither can I.
Well, you know what, John? That is so nice. That's such an easy way to solve a problem. Now, I realize there has to be some money exchanged to solve it that way.
Yeah, it was surprised me.
How nice that she's willing to go to that effort to make sure that each one of her daughters gets... a ring that is associated as a family... type heirloom.
Right, exactly.
Whether it's new mounting or whatever.
Yep.
What a nice way to solve it. And that reminds me of a situation that I had many years ago in the jewelry business. And a gentleman walks in the store where I was working, and he has a beautiful platinum and diamond bar pin. And he said, this belonged to my grandmother and it belonged to my mother. And I was an only child and my wife has been wearing it. But I have two daughters, and one of them is getting ready to graduate from college, and that's the time at which historically that brooch was given to the next female in the family, was at an important occasion of finishing education. Good. So what was interesting is that we had a company that could duplicate these old deco type pieces.
Yeah.
And sent it to them. And one of the things that I thought was unusual that he requested is not to know which one was the original. So giving them to his daughters, he wasn't favoring one over the other.
Right.
So when the brooches came back into the store after the completion, and we asked the manufacturer not to make any kind of distinguishing mark as to which was the original, we all passed them around as a group of gemologists and jewelry professionals. And believe it or not, we could not tell the difference.
Excellent.
Which was a wonderful outcome.
That's what you want.
And that's exactly what he wanted. Now his daughters have a beautiful match pair. And so maybe if there's only one offspring, they'll have a match pair of brooches. Or maybe we'll have to replicate them once again.
Well, that's a grand gesture in itself, I tell you.
Yes, it is. And it creates a wonderful historical marker and a great story to go with the piece of jewelry. Anyway, that's what's so much fun about this business.
We are
problem solvers, and we do solve problems.
That we do every day.
Yes. Well, great, John. Good to talk to you. Thanks.
Thanks, Virginia.
Okay.
Bye for now.
Bye.